With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump blames the government shutdown for the results from Tuesday's elections. White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reports.
Following decisive Democrat victories in Tuesday's off-year elections, the president said it didn't turn out well for Republicans, and he thinks he knows why.
If you read the pollsters, the shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans.
The president also said his absence from the ballot was a contributing factor. At a White House breakfast for GOP senators, he said we must get the government open and urge them to eliminate the filibuster. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is ramping up the pressure on Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster. With the government shutdown now the longest in U.S. history, the president told GOP senators it's time to change the rules to do away with the filibuster, even though its 60-vote threshold has prevented Republicans from reopening the government. GOP leaders have strongly opposed the idea of changing it. They argue it's allowed them to halt Democrat policies when Republicans were in the minority. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicting there could soon be some chaos in the skies. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander.
Duffy says it could be as early as next week if the government shutdown drags on and air traffic controllers miss a second paycheck. There have already been numerous delays at airports across the country, sometimes hours long, because the Federal Aviation Administration slows down or stops traffic temporarily anytime it is short on controllers. Last weekend saw some of the worst staff shortages since the shutdown.
The College Football Playoff Selection Committee has revealed its first rankings, with Ohio State taking the top spot, and committee chairman Mack Rhodes says both metrics and game tape are crucial in the way they make their decisions. Ohio State is closely followed by Indiana, then Texas A&M. This is SRN News. Episcopalians in the state of Virginia are failing when it comes to reparations.
4 years ago, leaders of the denomination in the state set up a task force. They vowed to raise $10 million to give to the descendants of slaves and Native Americans. But according to Religion News Service, there is no evidence that even $1 has been raised or dispensed, and the presiding bishop has actually fired the task force. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church USA has been hemorrhaging congregations and cash for years since embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
For the first time ever, People Magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive honor goes to a homosexual. Actor Jonathan Bailey has been named by the popular magazine for 2025. Bailey, who has spoken openly about being gay, is the founder of the Shameless Fund. It promotes the LGBT agenda. People has followed in the footsteps of other major entertainment magazines. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Tech stocks are dragging Wall Street lower as the markets take in another big batch of corporate earnings while waiting for the Supreme Court to decide on the legality of President Trump's tariffs. The software maker and AI darling Palantir fell 1.9% before markets opened, even after posting strong third-quarter results. Chip maker Advanced Micro Devices fell 4.3% following a similar decline yesterday. The tech sector has been driving gains this year, but some analysts think that yesterday's widespread losses could portend the beginning of the end of that run. Outside of the tech sector, McDonald's shares ticked up less than 1% after it reported a rise in same-store sales fueled by the reintroduction of snack wraps to its menu after a 9-year hiatus. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.